Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The world has passed 30 million confirmed coronavirus cases. More than a fifth of those cases have been recorded in the United States, where we're nearing 200,000 confirmed COVID-19 deaths. For more, Lena Wen joins us, an emergency physician and public health professor at George Washington University. Dr. Wen, we're seeing the nation's COVID cases tick up again. What is driving the increase this time?
It's a convergence of many factors. We reopened initially after Memorial Day too soon against a backdrop of surging infections. And so we are already at a high level of infections while restrictions continue to be removed. And then we have universities coming back, K-12 institutions coming back. I mean, I understand, of course, why we would want to bring these institutions back, and our students need in-person instruction. We need for our economy to reopen. But we also have to recognize that we have a very contagious virus among us. And as soon as we dial back these restrictions, we are going to see these surges. And so it's a question of what happens from here coming into winter months when it's going to be harder to be outdoors. We could be having the convergence then of the flu and other respiratory pathogens in the winter. And I really worry about our inadequate capabilities, in particular when it comes to testing.
Yeah, we have no coherent national testing system. The New York Times is reporting that last month when the CDC published new testing guidelines that said not to test anyone who was asymptomatic, they did so over the strong objections of scientists within the agency. What is the cost at this point of not testing asymptomatic people?
Well, when those guidelines came out from the CDC, I think so many of us public health experts said, what is going on? I mean, it's not as if new research was done. And it just does not make any sense that we should not be testing asymptomatic individuals. Actually, the spread is driven by asymptomatic individuals. If you're symptomatic, you shouldn't be going out and interacting with others. The reason why the spread is occurring is because of asymptomatic people who don't know that they have the infection and thus are spreading it. And so the fact that these guidelines were changed, it's caused mass confusion. The CDC has always been the premier public health institution. They've upheld the highest standards of scientific rigor and integrity. And now the work of the excellent scientists there is being challenged and undermined. And I worry that this could have lasting damage. And really, the worst time that this could happen is in the middle of this global pandemic.
Well, and this is just another example of the politicization of this virus. Let's listen here to the two candidates for president. This is President Trump yesterday at a rally in Wisconsin.
You're not allowed to go to church. You're not allowed to meet. You're not allowed to talk to anybody. You have to stay in a prison. Your home has become your prison. And then I'm saying, well, what are you allowed to do? Sir, you're not allowed to do anything. I mean, there is one thing, but it doesn't pertain to you. What is it? Well, you are allowed to protest.
Oh, really?
Hence the name. We call them friendly protests.
Meanwhile, here is Joe Biden in a voter town hall last night.
If the president had done his job, from the beginning, all the people would still be alive. All the people, I'm not making this up, just look at the data. Look at the data.
Dr. Wen, what do you think when you hear those two clips?
Here's what I think. This is a public health catastrophe. It needs to be led by public health. Public health is based on science, and science should not be politicized. And when it is, and when there is scientific interference, it erodes trust in the key institutions that we need to get us out of this. It's a really big problem that somehow public health has been framed as the enemy. Public health is not the enemy of the economy. It's the roadmap to getting our economy back on track, our kids back in school. And it is a serious problem that we've had mixed messaging that's been not only hampering our response, but actively destructive towards it.
Just very briefly, people are starting to get their flu shots as we get into flu season. Is there any chance that we'll see a reduced toll from the flu this year because of the social distancing for COVID?
Absolutely. The same measures that are used to prevent COVID also will be effective in preventing the flu. So we could see a much milder flu season. But we may not. We may still be facing the twindemics of the flu and COVID-19. And we cannot pin all of our plans on a hope. So we hope for the best, but we have to prepare for the worst.
Dr. Lena Wen, a public health professor at George Washington University, thank you.
Thank you.
And by the way, this just in, the CDC has reversed its guidance on COVID testing and now says anyone who's been in close contact with someone who is infected needs to get a test.